Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network.org. And it's August 14th, 2016. August 14, 2016, second live hour of a three-hour program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And welcome aboard every single way. And we're covering things that need to be covered. Will affect your future in terms of what is the mind, what is the new belief systems, and how to face, perhaps, if I help you today, to face the other side. We have a caller, Jeff from Idaho, and I'm glad to hear it from Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Dr. Parker. Chris would like to have your amicus curiae beef to help you if possible. And I haven't been, the past couple weeks, I haven't been sending you a lot of stuff except audio files, in case you were laid up. The Pennsylvania connection of all these things tie into the September 23rd, 2015 email about the Molly Hatchet flirting with disaster stuff. Image 3236 of the energy resonator has a one-time sheet missync at the 1 and 2 o'clock positions from the February 7th, 2016 brain discussions. On the short circuit, the DC balancing from there's DC balancing from 2 to 11 o'clock in that energy resonator, all right? The UN Strong Cities will look at using the 42 USC 1411 in the 1994 crime DOJ decree of the 18,000 police districts to try and grab power unconstitutionally in this bad election cycle. And the stem cell issues that I sent you about radiation protection might be useful on the things you're working with. So I think those are the major details that you're kind of looking at. If you do get a chance to go back to that energy resonator, one of the last videos that I sent you, you can see that there is a photo-induced problem based on the left arm not sinking, and that's by the pressure caused by the squeeze at the end, and there's an 18-second delay based on the timesheet work from that resonator last year.
Yes.
That's the out-of-sync problem. So all the laughing and all the other things is one timesheet, so that's going to be 20 seconds worth of non-syncing. That's why the long laughing and the other items.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
I remember you mentioned this before.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that I saw another one that I sent you an email, and you probably haven't seen it, but basically it shows in detail. And it has to do with the issue of the July 12th email that I sent you on infrared issues and loss of the left coupling. You'll see that, I think, if you get a chance to look at the videos.
I've got that all. Yeah, I appreciate this, Jeff. And I want to clarify the how helpful all this is. It's what's at stake in the this coming election, as I pointed out, is the fact is the basis of our survival. It sounds dramatic, but in terms of things, but it is important, because what's happening is that the science that is being developed, like when it looks like I might not be doing anything, you know, like in the old days they said, well, if you're laid up, you're in bed and you're doing anything. Visualize a picture of being suspended and having fluids into your body, just like out of the movies. And you have a very accurate picture of what's really going on. And what's going on is a speed, like this conversation that you and I have, are vital, because there's a speed up of trying to get information as fast as possible before the election happens. Because what's really going on is that is a complete shutdown of all of this kind of discussion and research, because they don't want certain people to have it. And you know those films where you show Hillary Clinton in her seizures?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, if you looked at this end, it's about 1,300,000 so far going into our discussions. The whole thing comes down to they have $2 billion to go against Trump. Not that they give a damn about Trump. Trump is nothing to them. It's got to do with the representation of the science and the infrastructure and the water itself. Remember, Hillary Clinton was the one who put forth on 2012, which I put on this show, the idea of the future war over water. And the whole thing comes down to that water is connected to the research that's been going on, to the fact how the Hillary Foundation people have allocated several millions of dollars to attend to Hillary Clinton. So you have a whole thing. You know, the public's not going to know that, and I think. But what we're talking about is a very key point: is the death knell, the panel advisory board of Obamacare.
Right. You notice, Dr. Parker, the mark of Cain is the real issue going on with the vice presidency. The back skull, the front skull, the pericardium, the triple burner are the issues that we're talking about here. And the reason why I say that is the mid-80s, where they could induce Parkinson's by cutting drugs with the piezoelectric crystals. This is associated with the MENA, Arkansas issues. And who was the HUD person that got thrown out by because the CIA was running drugs into L.A.? Catherine Austin Fitz. The cutting of the material is where the piezoelectric crystals have come over this long term, and this is where the severe problem is from the February 7th brain resonator conversation. That's where I picked out that data from the 80s data, is why that causes that electrostatically in the brainstem.
Oh, this is so you understand what we're. Of course, you
absolutely
understand what we're talking about here.
Yeah,
and I'm really glad that you have brought this up. I was going to talk about the two patents that delay the biosimilars for these drugs you're talking about. Listen,
thanks.
Jeff, I want
to thanks for your time, and try and send that to Chris if you get a chance. I know you're kind of busy, but he'll help you if he can.
Sure, I will.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. This is the opportunity to bring up, I was not going to bring it up until the third hour, but this has biotechnology of patents to delay biosimilars of the two top Parkinson clips, which Jeff alluded to. And of course, this is to set up a new FDA advisory committee that could limit the adoption of biosimilars for various brain disorders. So like to see if you have a brand name for a biotechnology drug, and you argued that the biologics were a complex molecule that can't be exactly copied. Is that for that reason, see, that they're called biosimilars rather than generics? So the best-selling drugs within this paradigm that's being, discussed is Humira and Enbrel. And one is to treat rheumatoid arthritis, which is now being used for the lower brain. The other is psoriasis, and then the other is the autoimmune diseases generally. To take one of these drugs, in terms of the thing, is running around $50,000 a year. And so the idea of the patents is really to the two new patents that are coming out is to keep the insurers from having a genetic version of the drugs for less money. So following companies that have a stake in the coming election are Foundation Medicine, Fomax Pharma, Optotech Corporation, Ironwood Pharma, Arena Pharma, and a very different company of Gilead Sciences, of course, because that's at $85 a share. And then you had Medivation Incorporated. And then you have Varian Medical Systems at $86 a share, which may have a weak return, but the whole problem is the Varian Medical Systems, of course, will have a more of a positive change. And the company, of course, that is the key cornerstone that you don't hear about is Exelixis Incorporated. And, of course, they have a 3% change on their exchange trade shares. They control the world of the brain. And the whole process of thing in terms of the information that is necessary for determining the markers of what we've been talking about in terms of life and death. So the Independent Patent Advisory Board has to be repealed by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate, which the people that drew up Obamacare knew that. That's February 1st, 2017. Trump knows this. And the thing is, and in the two interviews out, I've mentioned it, and of course he wanted to talk about the water, and rightfully so. His water concerns, I think, are more realistic because he knows what they're doing. So, which is another thing you ask yourself, why would anybody be so interested in trying to defame, and that's why they're hiding Hillary out, so she doesn't appear in public. Hide her out, and they figure Trump will step on his foot. But they don't realize what's coming. And because this ball game is for people's souls, and that I'm not overstating it, it's for people's souls. And you could tell by the Rio Olympics, which are usually statements that are made by countries as to what their future is going to be. Imagine you have people in the yachting, or you have the swimming, you have a thing in the ocean of human garbage, dead bodies out in the sea. You got garbage there for years. Why didn't Rio clean it up? Because that was their statement. It's like the poop cafes in Toronto, kind of, you know, as a guy opened the show with. We're not being funny here. This is your future food. This is your future water. This is your future paradigm. Hillary Clinton has been working for years to be into that paradigm. If you read the Hillary Clinton health care before it became Obamacare, that was her gift to him. And of course, he traded off to her. So the thing comes down to the fact that's just the real world. We're not talking personalities. I'm sure Obama's going to be nice to have a beer with to discuss how blacks are being oppressed, which he did in the Rose Garden on a case he never knew anything about. Some guy jumped the fence. That was his first term. But the thing comes down to the fact, that you ask yourself, and I'm presenting this a little early in the three-hour program, but is light at the end of the tunnel a surge of brain activity, or is it really the passing into a new consciousness? Or is it a part of a well-organized electrical activity? According to the Sanskrit, and for the experience that I have endured, it is very much drawing the person toward it. And it is true. It sends you back. And the thing is that, and that's according to the writings and according to what I will not reveal anymore on today's program, the presentation, but I will add that I'm here. I'm with you. And the whole basis of, for instance, why would the whole government, Congress, go against the idea, for instance, that fracking causes more asthma in children, causes the fracking city, because of hydraulic fracking, you extract the oil and gas from the water. So the thing is that poisons the aquifer, and that's known, that's been shown. And the medical profession has been asked that the idea of including the breathing difficulties and the chest tightness and things like that, it should have a new paradigm and a different ICDA code, which is the code for your particular position. And that's only for North Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado. Now, if you only have ICDA codes for certain areas, then you say, well, they're just targeting that epidemiology, is that data. No, that's not the real reason. Of course, those are key states for development. People say they're out of a job and a thing. No, you're more than out of a job, my beloved listeners. You're fighting for your life. Allocation of foods on the death panel, your carbon footprint in the virtual water. I've talked about it for over 6.5 years on this program. I told you, you know. And now it's time for you to do something. See you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Win Parker, and it's a live program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwagi@sbcglobal.net. Very quickly, we ended on the first 20 minutes of Parker Pathways in the second hour talking about the election, which you can't help but talk about. But no one's hiding the fact that Hillary Clinton does not like the Second Amendment, and which is covering, you know, the concept of the right to own guns. But there is a very fine writer by the name of James Corbett, which I like a lot, and he has a paragraph. I'll read it to you. Quote: "A couple of weeks ago, George Stephanopoulos pushed Clinton twice on whether to have a right to own guns on ABC this week." The show this week, and she evaded the question the first time, and George came back with, "But that's not what I asked." I said, "Do you believe that the conclusion about an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right?" And Clinton could say, quote, "If it is a constitutional right." And the idea of Hillary Clinton going to appoint, as Mr. Corbett says, is to the Supreme Court that overturns any and all Second Amendment rights, with the concept, if that constitutional right can be tested. Now, if you, excuse me, you see, if you appoint Supreme Court justices, you're dictating out what your future of your country is, really. You're doing it on a political base. It used to be that it would divide out what Congress intended, but Obama has issued executive orders, which has inspired what's called the Directive of Defense Trade Controls, the DDTC. And this is a new policy guidance, and it was put in effect on July 22nd of this year. And it's an applicability of the registration requirement for firearm manufacturing gunsmiths. It's called the ITAR, stands for the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. And this is if any gunsmith that performs any service more than simply cleaning and replacing an old part in a gun, or identifying new parts as a registered manufacturer. But the whole thing comes down to that it's a fine, $2,250 annual registration fee, really. And that's the president and his executive order. But I agree with Mr. Corbett that his paragraph reads, you might hate Trump, you might think he's a big blowhard on the planet, you might think he's an orange-colored, combed-over buffoon, which is what they did to him in the Time magazine the past few days, I understand. But if you value it all, one of the single biggest things that made this nation, you best hold your nose and vote for him, because I can flat guarantee that with Hillary behind the wheel, there will be more senseless wars, more U.S. aggression, more nation building, and of course more very severe gun controls. Controls to the point of outlawing ownership, unquote. And I think that Mr. Corbett has a point. And I think that has to be looked at. It's all very serious business. And I'm going further, of course, that the press, of course, are very biased, and they admit it. But ask yourself, why would the freedom of the press no longer be freedom? See? We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. And thank you for being here.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and of course, before we get into water law and the tainting of your water, change of the eminent domain laws done in secret in the past few days, the selection of the new council that will run, control the United States as part of the world commonwealth, it'll be called. Before we get to all of that, we're going to get to the nitty-gritty before, because sometimes the show disappears. I had it on my mind, it reminded me of the millennials. And I was going to talk about them, of course, in terms of how they see things. And they better take another look at Trump, because I'm going to tell you, the females, you see, they have a phrase. It's called the dinks. They're female dinks. Stands for double income with no kids. And, of course, that's what the communists want. You know, that's what the progressives want. Even the 90th birthday of Castro, in the celebration, they're talking about that and the control of the population. There was one successful communist. Sold a bill of goods to everybody. to destroy. You know, you got executive order by Obama, 13603, who can dispense resources any way he sees fit. And I believe he's coming up with that pretty soon. I think that's going to be Project Incension, where the Project Incension is where you have the alien CERN DNA. But that'll be coming through. Brazil is not going to give the permit for the Tavazias Dam that'll flood. It's about, I think it's about 150 square miles of the Amazon, because Obama's working in tandem with Rio. Look at the symbols in the celebration. See, you have to look at everything. China did that when they had the Olympics. They told you what they were going to do. I have great, you know, someone asked me, you know, having this private talk as you look at the think sheet, you know, how do you want your end of life document to look like? And I said, well, I've got a lot of them, you know, met some great people, but the one person I would have liked to have met, maybe even the past life, you never know, was Kid Antrim. A-N-T-R-I-M, I believe it is. And he was out of New Mexico, and he killed a guy by the name of Frank Cato, and who was from Arizona. But anyway, the Kid Antrim, he left New Mexico, and for some, he had a petty theft thing in New Mexico, so he escaped jail. And then he went to Arizona and got his, I believe, he got a job as a kind of like a teamster, you might say. But Frank Keel was a guy that was always on Kid Antrim's butt, you know how that goes in life. You know, somebody's always after your ass. They're always picking on you. They're always trying to screw your life up, trying to insult you. Today it's called bullying, but, you know, it's worse, actually, because you don't carry a gun. You use your mind and your words. Your life gets screwed up because you walk around in your head, you know, you think you're trying to always do something to make people happy. You don't make anybody happy because no one wants to be happy. They talk a good game, but it's all BS. Except for the people who have the strength to pull people out of the river in Louisiana like they did in the past couple of days, I understand. Those are heroes. Anyway, long story short. Frank came up to Kid Antrim. You got to be Frank Cato. He was a much bigger, robust man. And he started to get into a fight with Kid. You know, he started to insult him and doing the bullying stuff. And he got in a wrestling match on the floor. And the Kid killed Frank. Nobody knows if it was the Kid's gun or if it was Frank's gun. Anyway, Kid puts Kid in jail. He breaks out because he thinks they're going to hang, because they're going to, even though it was self-defense. And here, that's the point of the story, see? Because it was a law case. In those days, it was done by justice. The judge comes into the bar, sets up the court, and that's the way it was. He escaped and went back to New Mexico. So, and he, of course, his name was changed to Billy the Kid. But the thing is that I was asked, why would I have that as a sub-hero pompous of the thing? And I said, this is what life has been. This is what it's all about. Do you, in other words, if you determine time is a mystical experience. In other words, the people don't realize that to have existence as a person, you perceive that with your sense. In other words, it's a world of opposites. And that includes actually what you seem to appear as past and the present. But if you change that consciousness, which is what later happened to Billy the Kid, actually, by the way, in his life story at the end of his time, because people were oppressed, the guy treated him nice, and his friend got killed that treated him nice, and he turned into an outlaw, you see? And when I compare the idea of the quantum physics, is that if you think about it, reality only materializes actually when we look at it. In other words, the quantum world is into a definite reality is really an act of observation. If you look at quantum physics, in other words, the idea of changing a stem cell and inventing a laser pen to be able to communicate with the stem cell by light, to cause that stem cell to change its chemistry, its mind, and which is form of the amino acids that I talked about in the first hour, is world history in medicine. But you're changing the idea of the stem cell itself to grow a tissue. Do you have that as the changing of the particle? Or do you have, as the Austrian physicist Erwin Schrödinger has equated an equation describing the behavior itself, representing by actually mathematics? But at the same time, the consciousness is changing because you have an eternal moment of beingness. I am very honored that to be able to go through that passage. I would have left the eternal contemplation, but I really understood a little bit the Christ mind they talk about from the Bible, where Jesus, I believe he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, in the beginning of the future, as time is, as we humanly perceive it. I was taught at Yale and with Campbell at Yale and about Hinduism expressing the world of the earth plane. And it exists as Maya, M-A-Y-A, which would be the great illusion. In other words, if time exists in an illusion, then time itself is an illusion. And, of course, with time travel coming to pass in terms from the extraterrestrial body chemistry that has been given to us, and the translation of Sanskrit and Mayan language, you ask yourself if you are you visiting either the past or are you speedheading in the future, or if that person from the future could visit today or in the past. So you have what I call, which I think Professor Emoto is putting forth, that the mind and love and gratitude. It isn't a question of a healing aspect of that, in my opinion, from what I've learned, is the fact that it's like an eternal moment in that reality. And that's what I'm passing to you today. Now, what I want to do is ask a favor of you. If you read Chloramine Causes Health Damage, which is on the RBN homepage, which talks about the addition of of chloramine to the drinking water and its effect on the human body, and the biochemical changes that can occur. Those aren't cured off by supplements or the discussion of how to increase the thyroid gland. This has to do with a purposeful act by Dr. John Holdren, the science and technology czar, and Paul Ehrlich and Population Bomb in his book he wrote. And in terms of the change of the chemistry of the human body for depopulation, which does not show openly because you have to have some kind of disinfectant to take care of certain types of Giardia lambias, which is liver flu, or have a change within the cryptosporidium cyst, which has always been pawned off that animals are defecating in rivers, and therefore the water is contaminated, so therefore we have to have various forms of ammonia. So when I started on the expose on the national stage 10 years ago, I assumed that no one would ever let that event happen. There was a dam called the Hetch Hetchy Dam in Tulare County in California, which had a tunnel, runs 19 miles, and connects the Kirkwood Powerhouse to what's called the Priest Reservoir in the town of Moccasin. And millions of gallons are funneled into that Grand Tunnel. And of course, it's a very, very well-built dam in the process, but now they're just getting along to it. That's when I uncovered the corruption of the Public Utilities Commission of $5 million that nobody could account for, and the further deterioration of the $4.6 billion water system improvement system they want to have now, and all these years they've been after me because they didn't want that exposure. Unions spent, I would say, close to $2 million over the 10 years just to keep me from talking about it on air. And I sent all those checks back, even though I knew the station needed the money, but that's corrupt money. So the thing is that, in my opinion, so where we are in terms of August 9th, there was the opening of the process of the Hetch Hetchy Consortium to try to repair the tunnel. So they took all the water out and said, well, it's going to take 10 years, and this is the way the tunnel looks. Well, the pipes were so bad, and the way they are across America. I remember on Leavenworth, and Fort Leavenworth back, on the East Coast, which is a government facility. They've known about it all the time, and they repaired their system. But they didn't repair the peoples. So this is my point of this. In other words, you look at the Rio Olympics are your message. In other words, that's why... And that's what the Chinese had in their message. An algal bloom is part of the weapon. And that's not a paranoid statement, that's the reality of it. But when you look at the reality, are you looking at it in terms of what I'm presenting, Dr. Schrodinger's dual cat, or are you doing it in the terms of the reality of what you face? In other words, if you're solving... It does reality, the real question is, does the reality of what you deny and what you accept, is it really part of the eternal presence of the Creator, whomever that Creator is, but it can be the consciousness of your own mind, you see? So you could have the truth of life, despite the illusion to become more aware of the consciousness of creation. Or you can have the God molecule within yourself. that's inspired by the reality. You think about that for a minute. So in other words, if you have the Sanskrit, if you have the Sanskrit writings, you have the realization that ultimately one life in the universe is your body, mind, and soul, which is part of the Sanskrit. Well, then, are you making a cooperation of your human manifestation of consciousness, which requires that water molecule, on a 98% new chemistry? I'm giving you something to think about. It's serious. It's not academic. And that's the sandbox you're playing in right now. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways. And if you think that we're dealing with something in the abstract, we're not. If you're a judge, you go to get the studies of giving directions of climate change, or the California Delta litigation system. They wish to change the piping system from North to South California as an example for the rest of the world. All these scientific consensus are part of what's called an instruction to the judge as to how he or she will give directions to the jury on cases. And in fact, it's called human-induced climate change as one of the directives to the juries. And the idea of the water cases that come up in the future courts, that's what's at stake in this election. And I'm holding that off to myself. I've given part of that in the Trump interviews. In fact, I'm going to call those interviews as the Trump interviews, and I'll use it in my book. I've asked permission for that, but we're going to have another interview. I'm going to try to get it on there, because it's very hard for these people to have interviews on Sunday. Sunday's a very bad day. I tried to get, you know, they don't like to do it. Charlie Daniels definitely won't be on Sundays, which is I've had to interview him on off-site. But those interviews are in the can. And the climate change science for a judge are such questions as what's the temporal or spatial changes will occur in demand and supply? How will the reuse of the municipal effluent, desalination, and changes in energy costs affect the availability of water supplies for the existing uses and for the environment? These are questions that they will integrate into their direction. The three other directions are straight from Al Gore, which are totally fallacious in every form. Concerning ecosystems and the melting of the ice cap, of course. Of course, the ICBM missiles are going to show after the ice cap melts. Russian Navy is there and been there for several months. They've been there, well, actually, they've been there for almost a year. And, of course, they want to make claim to the fresh water in that area as part of the Russian territory. The United States has done nothing. We've lost one-third of the claim of the water supply of the earth, and I lay it right at the feet of the present president, and I lay it at the feet of Hillary Clinton. She was involved in that capacity on the reset to Russia. Now, people don't realize that. So in other words, and all these are part of the directions of future judges that... we'll be giving directions in, to juries. So, in other words, the Clean Water Act may be unconstitutional, according to the Supreme Court. That's what's at stake. Thank you very much for the second hour. With I'd like for you to stay for the third live hour of Parker Pathways. Call the number is 800-313-9443, and I appreciate you being here. We'll see you on the next half hour of Parker Pathways. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.